Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, a story of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication and transformation, and ways to use your intuition for living your best life. And today I'm delighted to welcome James Templeton, author of I Used to Have Cancer, a story of not giving up, especially when all avenues of conventional medicine fail, and his finding the way back to health through diet, exercise, alternative healing, and sheer perseverance and hope. Hello, James, and thank you for joining us today to share the miracle of life you discovered in the face of serious challenges.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's great being with you today.
James, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories that have guided us to understand life and death in its many layers of reality as we explore the metaphysical aspects of energy and find new ways to combine our spiritual and physical lives for greater efficacy, happiness, prosperity, and health. We are indeed complicated humans. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will learn how James, who was active in pursuing a healthy life routine because his father and grandfather had died of heart attacks at an early age, and then, during a routine physical, found out a mole on his body turned out to be a melanoma, which is a dangerous form of skin cancer. James followed the conventional medical protocol, including surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, but the treatments weren't working. And we're going to discover how a miraculous turn of events saved his life, and his self-healing journey led him to be able to share this today with you. And it's quite amazing when he reveals in his book the whole system he sets up for working with a cancer diagnosis. Now, James, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, or event that may have shown them, or maybe others, the interest, work, or lifestyle that would be important to them when they reached adulthood. So think back and tell us something about your earlier life.
Well, you know, my earlier life was my mother died before I was even 2 years old, Cheryl, and I never really knew my mother, and I always kind of wondered, you know, why did my mother die so young? I mean, I knew why, but, you know, that I didn't never have a real mother. You know, I had a stepmother, but not a real mother.
That's hard.
And Yes, it was, and it was hard, and I think that, you know, growing up with that, not having that nurturing mother, you know, that energy that you have around that a mother, you know, to teach you things and to spend time with you as I got older. And I had a stepmother later on, but, you know, it's not the same. It's never the same. And I felt like I missed out a lot. I think it really affected me, but you know, I was always kind of shy, and I was a good kid, and I was, you know, like to play and do everything all the other kids do. But I just think that, you know, being that my mother, I think she was watching over me
in some kind of a way.
But I always felt like I wasn't alone. I felt like there was someone with me, you know, and I'm sure that it was probably my mother's spirit, you know, that was watching over me. And as I, you know, got older and had to make tough decisions, I always felt like I had someone with me. And, you know, I guess you could say it was maybe the higher power or God or whatever, and I felt that too at times. But I just feel that my mother's energy was with me.
Yeah, and I know you had a sister, Judy, who you
yes.
had a very deep, close connection with. She was a few years older than you. And and that was a gift from spirit. Now, let me just tell you something that I've discovered along the way. We make plans with all the important people in our lives before we get born. Sort of a contract. And your mother's contract with your father, your family, you, was to leave early so something else could come out of the time that you would have in this life without her. She made a sacrifice. Her soul made a sacrifice to do what she did for something good to come out of it eventually. And perhaps it was, you had a great father, you had a great sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote about your father. He never had an unkind word for anyone, and he was so talented in all the things that mattered: kindness, character, loyalty, and a rich love of his family. And he taught you. He was a machinist, so he could build or fix anything. I think that's a great gift. I'm not so good that way, but I would like to be able to do that, and I admire it in people who can do it. Life was good in many ways for you, and you did do the right thing by trying to live a healthy life. You did running, right? You were a fitness fanatic. Yeah.
Yes, I did. I ran. I mean, I was one of these guys you'd see running down the road every day, everywhere you went in town. I lived in a small town, and I was the guy running. And as you said earlier, I was doing this because my father and my grandfather both died at very young ages. My father at 46, my grandfather at 36. And I never knew my grandfather, but I knew that we had this heart disease thing in the family. And I always worried because my father died when I was in high school, and it shocked me when he died because he just basically fell over, you know.
Yeah.
And it was one of those kind of quick deaths, but it made me very upset, and I got the feeling probably sorry for myself for a little while. But
yes.
I also started to look at my life and say, you know, I don't know if I'll make it to 30. You know, what am I going to do with myself? And I didn't know. I was immature and didn't know what to do with myself. And I self-medicated and started to, you know, basically what's the use attitude, all that kind of thing. But, you know, as I matured, I started to see that there was a better way, and that was to take care of myself more and to start to, you know, get into good physical fitness shape. And, you know, I didn't watch what I ate, you know, the way I should, but I didn't support myself with all this exercise. But, you know, I didn't know any better. And I read a book back in those days, and it was by a fellow by the name of Jim Fix, who was a running guru, guy that's kind of started the running fitness movement back in those days. And after I found out about what he'd done, I thought, well, I'll model myself after him, and I'll do what he did. So that's how I got into that.
Well, some people run because they're running away from a fear. And some people run like you did because you're trying to empower yourself to do better than the genetics or the hereditary factors that you thought you inherited. But let me tell our mm-hmm. listeners this. You know, it doesn't matter what relatives had. Your soul has a unique purpose and destiny, a way to come into this world when you come in, and a way to go out. And it doesn't have to be anything like what happened to your father or mother or aunt or grandfather, right? We can create our own destiny. Some things have to be. They are just written mm-hmm. into our life plan. And some things we create with the fear and intention. If we keep putting out an intention, I'm going to die from cancer, well, chances are that's what's going to happen. One day I was sitting at a lunch counter, and a girl sat down next to me, and we started talking, and all of a sudden she says to me, you know, I'm going to die from cancer. I said, what did you say? Mm. And she says, well, my aunt and my father, and I said, I'm going to teach you something that's very valuable now. If you think that, you're going to create that. So from now on, Every morning when you wake up, I want you to say, I'm in a fit and healthy body. I'm going to go out and do good in the world and enjoy my day and meet people and just have a wonderful day and not have that negative thought come back to you ever again. And if it does come back, because negative thoughts do float in every day into our head, you would just to
Sure.
say, I don't embrace that. Oh no, where did that come from? No, embracing of that. So, you did that. Actually, you did that. You said, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to find a way. And that's how you created your own health past your family's destiny. It's their was their
Yes.
destiny. It's not your destiny. Okay, so let's go
Yes.
on to now you're in the hospital. And you have three visitors in 3 days who directed you to a natural way of healing. It sounds like the three visitors who came when Jesus was born, the three kings who brought
Well,
him
I'll tell
three
you.
gifts. It's beautiful. So tell
I'll
us
tell you
about
that.
those people.
Well, I'll tell you, Cheryl, I was laying there in the hospital after the doctor came in after surgery and says, well, it doesn't look good for you. It looks like you might have a 20% chance of surviving 3 to 5 years if you can get through these chemotherapy treatments that I want you to take. And he says there's going to be 80 of them, and he says they're
Oh
all
my God.
experimental.
And they were
And I'm thinking,
hypothermia where they put your body
oh yeah.
into a cold state with the chemo.
Yeah.
How many did you
And that
take
was,
of those?
well, I only did 10. I only did 10 out of 80 because my body wasn't responding very well at all. And the doctor, when he told me that I only had a slight chance of surviving, and he says if you don't do the chemo, he says you don't have much of a chance at all. And I got it right then. I didn't need to know how many weeks or months. And he's only telling you from his experience,
Well, you
what
know
he
what?
feels.
Sometimes I think doctors do that because they want you to take this treatment plan and everything they're going to say to you very seriously, but they shouldn't do that. Nobody
Yeah.
knows. There is a plan for each of us, and they don't know. And they shouldn't
No.
say those kind of things. They should say, in my view, I'm going to offer you this. You could do holistic healing along with it. That certainly will be good for you. Listening to music and meditation, being in nature, getting energy healing sessions. You say, we should be able to do it all
Yes.
because every person is different and responds differently to treatment. So I find that needs to change in the medical,
It does.
routine. They have to be more open-minded and be very conscious of what they're saying. I think that was
Yeah.
unkind
So
what
when
he said.
when they tell you that, it scares the heck out of
Of
you, and then you start
course.
to believe it, and you think, well, I guess I'm a goner here. I guess there's nothing else I can do. And that happened to so many people.
Right.
But what did I do? I knew there had to be another way. I just knew intuitively deep inside of me, and I started, thinking this, and I knew, and all of a sudden I get a phone call out of the blue, and the phone call is a minister of from a church from where I went to church on a semi-regular basis. And I didn't know the minister that well, other than, I knew of him, I thought a lot of him, but he calls me on the phone and he says, James, he says to me, he says, I've been praying for you, and many people have been praying for you at the church and around town. And he says, I want you to know that you're a tough guy. He says, I know you're in good physical fitness shape, as far as you know how to push yourself from all the running. And he says, I know that if anybody can beat this cancer, you can. He says, you just have to get in there and you have to fight like hell. And he says to me, you beat this so-and-so cancer. And he said some words that were shocking to me because I'd never heard him speak like this.
He
But
was
here was a
giving you inspiration and courage.
it was. And here is a holy man, and he speaks like this. It got me. At first, I said, did I hear this right? And then I thought to myself, you know, he's exactly right. I have to get up and I have to fight and I have to beat this stuff and I have to figure out a way, no matter what it takes, you know. So after that phone call, I started to pray, and I prayed like harder than I've ever prayed. And I wasn't a guy that, you know, went around praying a lot. I just was a regular guy that was a hard-working young man, but I started to pray, and I felt like every cell in my body was praying and asking for an answer. I needed to find an answer. And I asked God, I said, God, you've got to help me. I've got to find an answer. And I probably said, I haven't been such a great guy at times, but now I'm asking you for something. I really need help and all that kind of thing. And you know, I'm laying there after this prayer, and it was the funniest kind of energy around me. I just felt like I was an out-of-body experience almost. But about 20 minutes later, I'm laying there, and I got a knock on the door. And this was the first messenger, and this was a friend of mine I hadn't seen in 7.5 years. He walks through the door, and he had this piece of papers in his hand. And he walks in, he has this in his hand, and he tells me, he says, I heard you were in here, and he says, I wanted to come see you. He says, I was driving around, I didn't know if it was the right thing, but I got this information from a friend of mine at work. And it's about a man that cured himself of cancer using a diet and lifestyle.
The
Well, when he
macrobiotic diet, yes. The
Yes, it was.
macrobiotic diet, yes.
And when he said that and told me, I never heard of any diet like this. I never heard of any lifestyle like this. But you know what? I knew that that message was from the higher place, and I knew that I was supposed to do what this other man did, and I knew that if it worked for him, why can't it work for me? So that's what I felt deep inside, and I felt like this new energy coming over me, this hope, this belief starting to come around me, you know, instead of this
And you
negativity
just,
and
yeah, you
fear.
just said it. You threw out an intention of hope that you were going to heal. And
Yes.
you created it with your own thoughts, not the fear of what the doctor had
Yes.
said. And then you had a second knock. That was your mama. And what was she holding in her hand?
She had a book in her hand that came from a relative that was sent to her, and she just got it in the mail, and it was about a book that was written about cancer and vitamin C. And it was written by Linus Pauling. And Linus Pauling had written this book, and he talked about people that were terminally ill with cancer, or they had a late stage cancer that did very well, and he took a high dose vitamin C. A lot of them survived, and some of them lived much, much longer. Well, I thought right then, okay, well, if it'll work for these people, why won't it work for me also? So now I had this sea of hope around me, and this feeling like, hey, I've got it. I'm going to beat it. These people can do it. I can do it too. And I was very excited, and all of a sudden, this negativity turned into nothing but a positive outlook going forward.
Excellent. Yes, and then the third doc was the hospital psychotherapist, and
Yes,
who knew a
I the
lot
next
about this diet, and said, yes, it'll be really good for you. So you got
Yes.
more positive input. And she also told
Yes.
you about a few other books that would serve you well. So now
Yes.
you were getting a plan, a
Yes.
treatment plan, and go on to tell us about what you would eat for breakfast when you started on this macrobiotic diet.
Well, after, you know, the doctor came in and told me my body wasn't responding, the doctor says, you know, there's nothing else I know to do for you. And on about, if it was his son or daughter, he would do the same thing. And I said, to myself, well, I'm not going to stick around here and find out what's going to happen next.
You got
So
out.
I snuck out at
Good.
2 in the morning in the hospital.
Good, good.
And which was very, very unlike me, probably, but I snuck out and I never looked back. And I dug into this macrobiotic diet. And at that moment, when I snuck out of the hospital, I said to myself, I'm going to war with this cancer. I'm going to eat this diet. I'm going to live the lifestyle, and I'm going to do everything it takes. I'm going to put 150% if I have to into it. I'm not going to go down easy. And I started eating this food, and I started to eat, there's a lot of whole grains. It was all organic food. Everything, of course, is organic, and it's 50% or so whole grains, 25% or more of, vegetables, lots of vegetables, especially the cruciferous vegetables, the anti-cancer, the cancer-fighting vegetables. And I even had miso soup, which was a soup that is very high in gut-promoting bacteria, which is so important because your immune system is made up of 80% of it is your gut flora,
Everything
your
I
gut health.
found comes from the gut, and a
It
good
does.
probiotic health is very important to
It
stabilizing
is.
any condition, any autoimmune situation. Now, I know you went off to the Cushy Institute in the Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts, and they suggested some lifestyle ideas along with the dietary requirements. And I liked a lot of these, that you were supposed to walk outdoors in the fresh air 2 times each day for 30 minutes, try to wear cotton clothing next to your skin and use cotton sheets, try to use natural quality body care products and cosmetics, and to minimize radiation or exposure to television and all our electronics and all our cell phones and all this stuff that's throwing the waves of our cellular structure off, and to take breaks and to stretch and don't stay at the computer too much and maintain. This is important. They're simple things, but they're setting up an environment of balance for people. Maintain a clean, orderly home and environment so there's not chaos and confusion. Of course, keep green plants if you can in your home to increase oxygen. And this one I especially liked because I've been doing this all my life. Not everybody likes this about me. But try to keep active from morning to night, greet everyone you meet, and maintain active communications with parents, children, and other relatives. I say hello to everybody, every stranger I have conversations with, because we're sharing energy and we're sharing positivity in life, and it just makes you feel good. You don't know who you're affecting. Someone could be dealing with something, and you're just smiling at them and saying hello. Could be a wonderful gift of life. And people don't all like that because not everyone's so outgoing. That's okay, but you have to be what you are and not try to be what other people want you to be. And then you suggest light, moderate exercises, including yoga, martial arts, dancing, or sports, and to select a few minutes each day to express appreciation and gratitude to God and nature and the universe. It might be just talking to spirit. It doesn't even have to be. It is a form of prayer. Everything we do when we talk to those above, our loved ones or the divine, is a form of prayer. And then you also mentioned chanting, visualization, all as a way to create healthy, positive thoughts. And you said, sing a happy song each day, even if you sing it to yourself in the shower, whatever.
Yes, you just want to be positive because negativity is so hard on your immune system. And
Yes.
when you have cancer, it's all about your immune system. It's all about, getting ahead of everything. And you got to start and make a lot of changes. And that's what you did with this lifestyle and this diet, is you changed your whole way of life. You looked at things differently. You learned to love each other more, of people, to force yourself to do things that maybe you felt uncomfortable about, and you came out and started to live the way you're supposed to live, and the balance starts to come up to the top. I mean, it's such an important thing, because cancer was once told to me by one of my teachers that cancer is nothing but the body being out of balance, and it's trying to get your attention. and it's out of balance.
That's
How
like,
many ways? Could be a lot of ways, but it's
yes.
usually on a physical level, mental, psychological, spiritual, all of that could be out of balance. But it's trying to get your attention and say, if you don't make some changes,
Yes.
this is going to be your time or to make changes or else. And people have to listen. And when you go to see a doctor or someone else, and I'm not saying people shouldn't see doctors, but when you go to see someone, you put your life in their hands. And what about your own feelings for your own self, your own self-love? You've got to learn to feel for yourself and love yourself and put your life in your own hands. Become your own guru. Not just
Absolutely. Yeah.
throw your life into somebody's hands and say, well, he thinks I'm going to die, I guess I'll die. I mean, that is stupid, to do that, because that is so negative and so ridiculous that very few people will ever survive that kind of a mentality or feeling.
You're absolutely 100% right. We all have the ability to self-heal, and it begins with spirit. It begins with asking for help. It begins with trusting yourself and loving yourself and learning to follow the clues of help that come in to you as messages from spirit. You had them and you followed them. And now just tell us about the mission of the Templeton Wellness Foundation that you have.
Well, the Templeton Wellness is a foundation that I started about a year and a half ago, and I started it because I got tired of seeing my friends, my family, and my colleagues get cancer, and many of them die because they get into the wrong hands. And I just said, you know what? I have a good story. It's over 30 years now. I wanted to give my story out so that people could. I wanted to write the book. I used to have cancer first of all. And then I wanted to interview other people that had stories similar to mine that have gone through stage four, or late stage cancer and have survived for quite a few years, have been successful with their healing, from cancer. So I wanted to interview these people so that other people would have an example to follow, like I did when I first read this book about this man that cured himself of macrobiotics. So it gives people hope, it gives people this inspiration, and that's why I did that. And it's been it's a new the whole Templeton Wellness thing is basically a new endeavor, but it is doing very well, and I'm interviewing people as we speak almost.
I'd like to say that I really want to thank you, James Templeton, for sharing an honest, challenging journey to face and conquer a serious illness and to move forward in life, appreciating, honoring, and treasuring all the human, compassionate feelings one often remembers and honors as a result of facing and defeating cancer. To read more about the challenges and triumphs, go to I used to have cancer.com or amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have in a very concise, practical, and doable and easy to implement way discovered many ways to help the body, mind, and spirit fight serious disease, or simply provide a really livable style of everyday practices that can improve our autoimmune system and provide preventative ways from developing some harmful conditions that will undermine our well-being. We have also learned that stress can destroy your immune system, and that meditation, visualization, positive thinking, and allowing yourself to heal any condition by a completely renewed state of mind is not only possible, but probable if you are consistent and put intentions to allow yourself to be healthy, happy, and live according to the rules of nature and energy. Healing starts with your thoughts. Remember, negative self-thought or self-doubt talk is self-induced sabotage, so avoid it at all costs. Keep your spirits up. Get out there into nature. Be with kind, loving people, and enlarge positivity within your thinking and actions. Remember to optimize your vitamin D and C levels and try to limit exposure to polluted air, deadly mold, cigarette smoke, and EMF radiation, pesticides, and other hazards. James and I would have you know, you don't have to wait to have a health challenge to care for and love your healthy self. If we try to apply even some of the wise provisions James has shared in his journey and book, I Used to Have Cancer, you will find ways for healing and sustaining health. It will be possible to live with greater energy and efficiency and for healing small or large problems. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the fields of science, health, energy medicine, and spirituality, and education, music, and the arts. Share ways to understand our physical and spiritual essence and live with greater awareness, higher consciousness, and positivity and positive results. Shows can be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and also WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.